Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplough Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a laptop, desktop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Well, I don't know about you, but coming up here in the next week, my kids are going to be starting back to school. And I know around the country, a lot of kids have already started school. There are a few holdouts that will start school after Labor Day. But by and large, by next week, the majority of the nation will be back in school. And one thing to consider is when it comes to school equipment. Where I live, our school system has a contract with the Apple Corporation, where Apple provides MacBooks and iPads for students to use. And those entering 6th grade through 12th grade are issued their own iPad or MacBook to take home with them during the school year to do work at home on the iPad and submit their homework and whatever via their iPad or MacBook. They are to use it from the beginning of the school year and then turn it in at the end of the school year. They do have programs that have iPad insurance or electronic equipment insurance that you can purchase, and we'll be talking about that here in a little bit. Other things to consider is if your child is in band or orchestra and they don't own an instrument, they rent it either from the school or they rent it from an outside outfit that is approved by the school. Now, I do recall last year here in this area that a smaller instrument rental company tried to sue a school system because they were directing people that they could only go to this one instrument rental place, which is basically the instrument rental place. I'm not going to give any names here because I don't want to give them any advertising, but this particular rental place has been in business since I was a kid. It seemed to be, I guess at the time, the only game in town. So everybody knows this particular company as the company to go to when it comes to renting either band instruments or orchestra instruments. And it's this smaller outfit tried to sue the school district, claiming that they were unfairly giving all of their business or referring all of their students to go to this larger instrument rental company rather than letting them know that you don't have to go here. It's not a requirement for the school that you go to this particular instrument rental company, that you can go to any instrument rental company as long as they can provide the particular instrument that your music teacher requires you to have. Lawsuit was thrown out, obviously, because they really had no real proof. I guess it was kind of maybe an antitrust kind of thing, but they really had no proof, concrete proof that said the district was actively steering students to one rental company over another. Now, I mean, if there were paperwork, saying that you need to go through X instrument rental company for your instruments, then maybe that would be something a little bit different. But according to the court system, there was no proof beyond a reasonable doubt that this is what the school district was doing on purpose, and with a forethought. So unfortunately, that was the case. But again, you can go to any, I'm sure you could go to any instrument rental company to rent, as long as they can provide the instrument that your child needs. I really don't see what the issue is as far as that go. Other than the smaller rental company, obviously, has a smaller base because not as many people know about this rental company versus the larger one that has been in business and people have remembered for 40, 50 plus years. So, but that's an aside. Just wanted to share that little story with you, because it does have to do with what we're talking about today, and that is school equipment and insurance. Now, you can purchase the insurance plan through the school. As far as the iPads go, I believe it's like $50 or $75 a year. The MacBooks, I think, is about the same. And then they allow for, if it's accidentally destroyed, they'll replace it at no charge. If the screen's broke, they'll replace the screen. I think they have like a list of stuff that they'll do. Like they'll replace like two screens a year, during the year. They will replace the iPad completely once. And then little minor things that if the charge port broke, they'll fix that, and if the speakers broke, they'll fix that. But by and large, the two major ones are broken screens and damaging the laptop itself. I will need to do research to see if it talks about if the laptop or iPad disappears, if somebody steals it. If there is coverage for that, I don't think so. I think it's just a protection plan in case of damage to the MacBook or the iPad itself, because it does talk about repairs and whatnot. It does not talk about in case it's stolen. So that's one thing to consider when it comes to purchasing a plan through the school system. Make sure that you read the fine print. Make sure that you know exactly what the insurance plan or the protection. I don't think it's an insurance plan. I think they call it a protection plan. See exactly what that protection plan covers. Because for the most part, like I said, it'll cover if the screen's broke or if the laptop itself gets damaged. But it won't cover things like if it's stolen and that type of stuff. So, what can you do about that? Well, the piece of equipment, even though it may be owned by the school or owned by the rental company, it is in your or in your quote unquote care, custody, or control. And with that understanding, you can schedule those items on your homeowners, condo owners, manufactured homeowners, or renters policy. Okay, even though you don't quote unquote technically own it, you do. It is yours. It is in your possession. It is in your care, custody, control, or in the care, custody, and control of your child for the next year. So, in effect, your child does have ownership of that item, even though they have to give it back at the end of the year. It is something that they take home with them, that they keep at home with them, that they bring with them to school. So it is technically owned by your child for the year. And in that case, we can schedule items like that on your homeowners, renters, condo, or manufactured home policy. Now, what does scheduling do? Scheduling does two things. Number one, it eliminates the deductible. So nowadays, at least among my clients, the majority of the homeowners and condo owners, not so much the renters, and then the manufactured home, those all have like a minimum of $1,000 deductible. You get a little bit of an discount by having the higher deductible. So the premiums are a little bit less, and you know, we're trying to be able to handle the smaller things and let insurance handle the big things, which is the way it should be. Insurance was originally set up to cover the major stuff. That's why in the beginning you were looking at a fire policy or a fire and wind policy, because those were the two major things that could happen to your home. Your house could catch on fire, a tornado or a hurricane could rip it off its foundations and send it down the road. Now, as time has worn on, more and more coverages and perils are being included. And so there's a likelihood that an insured will want to use their insurance a little bit more. And that's not really the intention of the insurance policy. The insurance policy is there to cover the sudden and accidental and to bring you back to whole, or as close to whole as possible, as if the accident, or as if the claim or the incident never occurred. So people nowadays are realizing that, and they're getting back to taking care of the smaller stuff themselves and then, you know, turning in a claim for the bigger things. So by scheduling your item, it takes away the deductible. So in case of a loss to the laptop or the iPad, instead of having, for example, a $1,000 deductible in case of damage that's covered by the homeowner's policy, there would be no deductible. And then the second thing that it does is it opens up to what is called, it's a misnomer, all risk or open peril, which means, to boil it down in layman's terms, anything that's not excluded is covered. Okay, some of the things that would be covered would be glass breakage, would be mysterious disappearance. That is the biggest one when it comes to scheduling items, is mysterious disappearance. Wasn't stolen, it just isn't there anymore. So there's speculation as to what could have happened to it, but without knowing for sure what happened, you got to go with mysterious disappearance. It just mysteriously disappeared. It was in this place where it regularly is, or I had set it down in this place. I come back later and it's not there. You can't prove theft because you didn't physically see somebody take it, or you know, the other items weren't taken. So you have to go with mysterious disappearance. Now, to go along with that, and this is, again, we're covering the sudden and accidental. So if your child accidentally drops the laptop and smashes the screen or something, you know, that's going to be a covered peril. In a case where, for example, the kid's on a school band bus trip and they're waiting to get on the bus and they're screwing around and somebody has their cell phone camera out and they decide, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I put my trumpet under the wheels of the bus and watch the bus crush it as it, you know, rolls away? Wouldn't that be funny? Well, guess what? There will be no coverage because one of the exclusions is intentional damage. So if your child intentionally damages the iPad, the laptop, the musical instrument, there would be no coverage. So that's something you certainly need to consider. You've got to do everything that in your power to maintain care, custody, control of that item. You know, leaving it on top of your car, that's not a good idea. It happens. And I actually have seen claims paid out for stuff like that. I had a client that went on vacation. Can't remember if it was Grand Canyon or Mount Rushmore or something. It was some national park or something. Had taken some pictures, and as they were loading the kids back up into the car, he had left his digital camera on top of his car and drove away. Realizing a few miles down the road that I didn't get my camera bag off the top of my car, went to look, and obviously it wasn't there. Drove back down the road trying to look for it. It was gone. Again, wasn't stolen, it just disappeared. So either it rolled off into ditch or the woods where it couldn't be found. Somebody may have found it and taken it, not intentionally stealing it, but you see this bag laying there, you're gonna obviously want to check it out to see if you could return it to the person. And unfortunately, he didn't have any identifying information in the bag or on the camera. So the insurance company ended up buying him a brand new camera to replace it. So, mysterious disappearance, making sure that your child is being responsible with that item, making sure that they are using it in the ways that it's intended to be used. Very, very important. And it's very, very minimal cost. And again, check out the protection plan that the school offers or that the instrument rental company offers. See if it covers things like, accidentally dropping it, theft, mysterious disappearance. A lot of these are just protection plans in case your child damages it. So if they dropped a laptop by accident or sit on it, or something else that could happen to it, it falling down the stairs or whatnot, those protection plans will cover that, but it won't cover stuff like theft or mysterious disappearance. Your homeowners will cover it, something like theft, because theft is a named peril, it is covered, but something like mysterious disappearance, like I explained, it was usually here, or I had set it down here, walked away, came back, and it was gone, and I can't prove that somebody stole it. Mysterious disappearance is often not covered on a protection plan. So, and then the cost to add these items, it varies from insurance carrier to insurance carrier. Usually you can schedule a $600 laptop, $700 laptop for, around $20 a year, an iPad that's maybe $300 or $400, you're looking at probably about half that possibly. But check with your insurance carrier to see how they would cover it. I do have insurance carriers that will cover rented school equipment. So again, I want you to go to www.mvpinsure.us. I'll have some tips and some information regarding the rental of school equipment and your insurance policy, and a little bit more information on some of the basic protection plans that are out there, and see what they cover. So go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us for more information. Lower right hand side of the landing page, just go ahead and click on Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today's program. If you happen to listen to this program later on, you can always go up to the archive, type in search, and then type in school equipment and insurance, and you should be able to bring up the podcast for today. Well, again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, a weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan, or anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore. You can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsilins@gmail.com. It's marsiljeins@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week. And I hope your kids have an excellent, excellent school.